This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The superb Santa Fe-based harpsichordist Kathleen McIntosh will be at El Museo Cultural next Sunday afternoon, January 5th. The wide-ranging program, A Harpsichord Fandango, is hosted by the chamber music ensemble Serenata of Santa Fe. And Kathleen McIntosh is with us this morning for a preview. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, for anyone who might be making the assumption that because the harpsichord is involved with this, it's all about Baroque music, we should correct them.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I enjoy the most about performing with Serenata of Santa Fe is the way we are able to mix together all sorts of music on a program. For example, we have taken it under our wing to make arrangements for violin and harpsichord of a couple of Reinaldo Hahn songs.
Lovely.
So early 1900s. Ravel actually wrote a song with harpsichord accompaniment. I think it's his only harpsichord piece. We're going to do that. We're doing some contemporary music. And then at the very end, we are doing a Bach cantata for the Baroque lovers among us, something that Consuelo especially wanted to do. Then she and Pam are doing a quite extended work by Ralph Vaughan Williams for just oboe and mezzo-soprano. So there's a lot of variety of music, different kinds of sounds. It's not an all-Baroque concert by any stretch.
Now, you mentioned Consuelo. She's a very important member of this particular program.
Critical.
Wonderful mezzo-soprano. Spent quite a bit of time in Santa Fe, but that was several years ago.
Right.
And her name is Consuelo Sanudo.
Consuelo Sanudo. I met Consuelo because she did a special study of Don Quixote. She's a fluent Spanish speaker, and she had been a student at St. John's, and she got together a group of people to read Don Quixote in the original. Then it turned out that she was a wonderful singer, and she and Stephen Redfield and I did a concert for the New Texas Festival about 15 years ago. And we loved working with her. We're delighted that she's coming back to sing with us. We've done some of these songs together before. The Ravel and the Hahn songs are from the program that we did years back. She's a vivid, vibrant personality, and it's a lovely voice.
Now, there's some music in here that's going to be brand new.
Yes.
To audiences anywhere, world premiere.
Eleanor Eisenmenger got a grant from BMI, the music publishers, and offered to commission a piece for me with this money. And the piece that resulted from that is going to be premiered on this concert. It is by a composer from the San Francisco Bay Area named Ron McKean. And we're also doing a pair of pieces that he wrote for violin and harpsichord, which won the Alienor Composition Prize for Harpsichord in 2008.
Wow.
He's unabashedly tonal. It's a lovely piece. It's very listenable.
He wrote it for you in particular, Kathy.
Yes. I love contemporary music. It makes you think in a completely different way. Good contemporary composers really stretch your mind and make it possible for you to understand that your instrument's capable of doing so much more than you thought. It actually invigorates my Baroque music playing. I have to tell you, I'm also really excited about playing in El Museo. El Museo Cultural has a very funky theater, about 100 seats. People sit around three sides of the stage. I think you'll enjoy being in that space and being so close to the musicians at work.
Harpsichordist Kathleen McIntosh. She is joined by mezzo Consuelo Sanudo, along with Stephen Redfield, Kathy Garrett, Marlo Fisher, Sally Gunther, and Pamela Eppel. Next Sunday afternoon, January 5th at 3 at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe's Rail Yard District for music of Ravel, Vaughan Williams, J.S. Bach, and others. For tickets, go to serenataofsantafe.org. Kathy, wishing you a great new year.
Thanks so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.